With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. With winds clocked at 100 miles per hour, Hurricane Milton is now a Category 2 storm, continuing to move toward Florida's Gulf Coast.
Milton is expected to make landfall Wednesday in the Tampa Bay area and remain a hurricane as it moves across central Florida into the Atlantic Ocean. At a Sunday news conference carried by WFSU-TV, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said he's ordered a state of emergency in 51 counties.
We've sent high water rescue vehicles to Hillsborough and Pinellas counties. Where there are some models having the eye of the storm making landfall, although I think the more recent track is that it's slightly south of Tampa Bay.
I'm Donna Warder.
The Hurricane Helene death toll has risen to more than 225, another 500 active duty troops being sent to western North Carolina. Also at SRNNews.com, the deadly Hamas terror attack on Israel ignited the Gaza War, happened a year ago today.
This was a blatant and a very aggressive, coordinated effort to really begin to whittle away at the sovereignty and the lifeblood of the Israeli nation.
Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. Israel is commemorating the anniversary of the attack as the Gaza War continues to rage.
The Israeli ministry says three rockets were intercepted and a fourth fell in an open area. There were no reports of casualties or damage. The military adds it launched a wave of artillery and airstrikes overnight and into Monday to thwart what it said was an imminent attack. It said it targeted Hamas launch posts and underground military infrastructure.
And that's correspondent Charles Deledesma. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red so far. The Dow futures down 175 points. NASDAQ futures off 132. This is SRN News. A pro-life activist issues a warning.
2 years ago, in an incident that attracted national attention, the FBI raided the home of Mark Houck in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. And he says if Kamala Harris is elected president in November, the same thing could happen to you. Speaking of the Family Research Council's recent Pray, Vote, Stand summit, Houck warned that if President Biden weaponized the Department of Justice to go after pro-lifers, Harris is bound to do the same. Houck was charged with blocking access to an abortion clinic. He was later acquitted by a jury and is now suing the administration. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Back to work today for the Supreme Court. The highest profile case on the agenda so far is a fight over transgenderism that's focused on state bans on puberty-blocking drugs for children. It probably will be argued in December. Republican-led states have moved to tackle the issue with bans on the drugs, as well as sex change operations and boys playing on girls' sports teams. This is SRN News. Couple of youngsters accused in an attack on a former governor.
Police say two boys, ages 12 and 13, have been arrested in connection with an assault on former New York Governor David Patterson and his stepson. The 70-year-old Patterson and 20-year-old Anthony Sliwa were attacked Friday evening while on a walk in Manhattan. Both were treated at a hospital for minor injuries. The two boys were both charged with gang assault, and police say at least five people were involved in that attack. Jason Walker reporting.
Two Americans have been awarded the Nobel Prize in Medicine. Victor Ambrose and Gary Rubkin discovered microRNA. It's a fundamental principle governing how gene activity is regulated. And once again on Wall Street this morning, stock futures suggest a lower open later on. The S&P futures are down 28 points. More details, SRNNews.com.